Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing why Dumper wants to be friends. I provide audio and email coaching to help people try and get their ex back or get a new girlfriend or boyfriend. Check out my website for more details, www.dateme.tips. Please check your spam and junk folders if you are expecting an email from me. So now let's get back into today's podcast. And today we are discussing why Dumper wants to be friends. If you have been dumped and want to try to get your ex back, it can be very confusing as to why in some instances a dumper will ask a dumpee if they would like to be platonic friends. In today's podcast, I'm going to be going in depth into the subject as to why some dumpers will ask their dumpees whether they would like to remain friends. So first of all, we need to consider why a breakup takes place. When two people are in a relationship, the level of romantic emotional attraction that they feel for one another is very high. If this begins to dip for one or both people, the relationship will come to an end. If somebody decides to end a relationship and become a dumper, then this means that the level of romantic emotional attraction that they feel for their partner has dropped to a significantly lower level. Now, there are different degrees of how far this can drop. And depending on how low it has become, will depend on how the breakup actually takes place and what the dumper suggests at the time of the breakup. If the level of romantic emotional attraction has fallen, but not dropped to the certain levels that some relationships will find, then this will mean there is a possibility that the dumper will actually suggest to the dumpee at the time of breakup that they remain platonic friends. So just to kind of clarify that, if a level of romantic emotional attraction has fallen but it hasn't dropped too far, then this is when the dumper will suggest to the dumpee that they remain platonic friends. If, however, the level of romantic emotional attraction has fallen to really low depths, then this will mean that it's very unlikely that at the time of breakup that the dumper will even suggest friendship. However, as we know and understand, feelings change. And if a dumpee does everything right to intrigue the dumper, if time and space really starts to add value in the dumper's mind of how they feel about the dumpee, then this will grow the level of romantic emotional attraction that the dumper felt for the dumpee. So if it had dropped all the way down to an indifference level or even lower still to a dislike, then this can be grown. And it takes a long time in some instances. It could take days, weeks, months, years. In some instances, it never happens. In some situations, it never has opportunity to grow to the necessary level of where they will feel enough intrigue to want to contact the dumpee again. But it can happen, and if it does, and if they reach the level of intrigue, that they will contact the dumpee and begin to have a conversation. Now, when the dumpee is in this position, they need to consider how they feel. They might no longer want to get back with their ex. If they do, though, they need to figure out through this initial conversation, what is the vibe? What is the feeling that the dumper is getting across? Because it could easily be from a place of friendship. So the step up from intrigue is friendship. And if this is the case, and if the dumpee would like a romantic situation to start again, then they need to make sure they avoid the friend zone at all costs. So let's go through this again. So the two reasons as for why a dumper will suggest friendship to a dumpee is dependent on if and when they hit that friendship level of romantic emotional attraction. It might be that at the time of a breakup, their feelings have only just dropped to platonic friendship, and hence they suggest it straight away. However, the feelings could have dropped incredibly low and much further down and beneath friendship. But if a dumpee has done everything right to intrigue the dumper, then this can grow up to that friendship level once more. Now, the friendship level is only useful to the dumpy if that is what they want. If you want to be in a romantic relationship with anybody, whether they're somebody brand new into your life, or whether they are a dumper, or whether you was the dumper and it's the dumpy, however the situation is, if you want romance with somebody and they are only offering platonic friendship, you should not accept it and you should not get trapped in the friend zone. If you get trapped in the friend zone, you will find it incredibly difficult to get out of. Somebody who feels friendship feelings for somebody is not feeling the level of romantic emotional attraction that they need to have a successful romantic relationship. They're not wanting that. The sexual polarity is not correct. And I've done lots of podcasts on attraction, sexual polarity, and things along those lines. But if you want to learn more about, please subscribe. Please ring that bell for notifications, and you will understand my theories on attraction. So why does a dumper want platonic friendship? You know, they might have that level of feeling, but what does it benefit them? Well, you've got to understand that a dumper is unlikely to have felt that every single thing about the relationship was bad, even if they ended the relationship. The likelihood is that they liked certain elements of a dumpy. The likelihood is that they liked a lot about the dumpy. They just didn't feel the sexual vibe with them. They just didn't feel the sexual polarity. And because of that, they was never in a position where they wanted to have a romantic relationship from this moment. So if you are in the friend zone, your best chance of escaping is to learn about sexual polarity, because that is the difference between platonic friendship and romantic relationship. You should never accept platonic friendship. If that is all that's on offer, then you need to politely decline. You know, you need to be saying to your ex, you need to be saying to this new person, if it's somebody new you are connecting with, you need to be saying to somebody who is offering you platonic friendship, look, I see you as more than a friend. And I could never see you as just a platonic friend. If you ever change your mind on this, please get in contact. Please get in touch. Please send me a message. Please call me. However you want to word it, put it in your own words. But you need to make it clear that you are not looking for platonic friendship. Because if you do, and if you get trapped in the friend zone, you will have your heart broken all over again. And this is because that if somebody sees somebody else as a platonic friend, they will have no problem whatsoever in talking to them about their romantic dating life. So let's look at the example. If it is a dumper who has got back in contact with a dumpy and they've offered platonic friendship, and the dumpy thinks to themselves, you know what, I'm going to accept this, it's a way in the back door. Well, let me tell you, it's nearly, in all instances, almost impossible to change that. It's very, very difficult. You can do it with a change of sexual polarity, but it's incredibly difficult to make that change. You've got to be so skilled and knowledgeable on that subject. So it's very unlikely you will be able to change that degree of relationship from friendship to romantic relationship. So if you accept that, if you say to the dumper, yeah, okay, fair enough, yeah, let's be friends, and you're thinking secretly, I'm going to try to change this. Okay, you get into this platonic friendship, and even though secretly you are feeling romantic feelings for your ex, the dumper has took what you have said for granted. They've took it as true. They've took it as gospel. They have believed that you really want platonic friendship with them. So for that reason, they will have no problem whatsoever in talking to you about their dating life. Think about it. When you're speaking with your friends, your genuine, real platonic friends, you will speak about your dating life. It's natural. It's what people do. So even if you're secretly thinking, well, I really have romantic feelings for my ex, but I'm going to try to be friends first, you've got to remember that they are genuinely seeing you as a platonic friend. And that means that maybe a few days, weeks, months down the line, they're going to start dating other people, and they will have no problem in saying to you, look, I'm dating so-and-so, you know, what do you think of them? Or I'm a bit busy Thursday, I know we was going to have a catch up, but I'm going on a date. And when you hear that news, it is going to break your heart all over again. It's going to be terrible for your mindset and your self-esteem. So I genuinely and really try to push this message. Do not get trapped in the friend zone. It will only cause you pain. So the reason that your ex, the dumper, might ask to be platonic friends with you is because they still see value in certain elements of your connection. They just don't have the complete vibe necessary to have a romantic relationship now. And dependent on how low their feelings dropped for you, the dumpee, will depend if whether they offer friendship at the time of a breakup or whether it will take some time between you where there's a gap, a space where you have been able to grow their feelings, maybe from dislike, maybe from indifference, but maybe you've only managed to grow it to a friendship vibe. And once again, that is when they will offer it. So it's incredibly important as a dumpee, if and when they receive contact from their ex, they need to get that vibe within 5 or 6 messages. They need to ask to meet. They need to really see the connection and understand what is being offered. Okay, you don't necessarily want to be as obvious as saying, well, what is being offered here? Is it friendship or is it more? You know, read between the lines, feel the vibe. They are your ex. They should be somebody you're really understanding what they're trying to say to you subconsciously. Get that vibe. And if they're only offering platonic friendship, you need to back away if you feel romantic feelings. Of course, if you only feel platonic feelings now, then that's absolutely fine. If your ex contacts you in a platonic way and you feel platonic back, then enjoy a conversation. There is nothing wrong with that at all. But if you have romantic feelings for somebody, you cannot get trapped in the friend zone. So if you feel that this podcast has helped you, please consider buying me a coffee. The link to do so is in the description.
Yeah, if you miss your ex, we can help with that. Help you get him back, or we can help find you someone else. Yeah, Vincent Bo, the relationship coach, giving you some insight, bringing you a new approach. DateMe.tips, go and check the site, giving you advice, helping with your love life. Get your ex back, or move to the next, ain't no sweat. You know Vincent Bo got you, finding love ain't no problem. Yeah, DateMe.tips, check it out now. Thank you.